Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The effects of alcoholism reach far beyond the drinker. Stephen Chandler, senior professor of psychology at Chapman University, examines the risk factors related to alcoholism for adult children of alcoholics.
40 years of studies of the alcoholic family have shown that adults who were born to alcoholic parents, termed adult children of alcoholics, or ACOA, display the greatest risk for alcoholism, up to 14 times greater than adults who are children of non-alcoholic parents. This increased susceptibility to alcoholism is most associated with alcohol use by the birth father's side of the family and reflects an inherited risk factor. One prevalent characteristic of ACOAs is the high incidence of attention disorders. Information processing and functional brain imaging studies show that the attention disruptions displayed by ACOAs represent hyperarousal of orienting and attention systems in the brain. This results in reduced ability to distinguish relevant from irrelevant information. This finding has led to the theory that when ACOAs consume alcohol, the pharmacokinetics of alcohol depress activity in brain attention systems, resulting in normalization of orienting and attention operations. ACOAs do reliably report an alcohol-related boost in their thinking skills, suggesting that ACOAs are at high risk for alcoholism because their initial experience of an alcohol-related assist in information processing reinforces its continued use. Within this model, the ACOA is disposed to alcohol consumption as a form of self-medication. In the absence of drug or behavioral alternatives, this would explain both the ACOA's risk for alcohol abuse and their resistance to its treatment. This may appear as bad news for the children of alcoholic parents. However, it must be stressed that, as with many diseases, the probability of expressing risk is a combination of inherited, social, and environmental factors. It is important to note that ACOAs also display a high rate of abstinence.
That was Stephen Chandler of Chapman University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
I'm sick and tired of your excuses.